Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Jill Martin Reich. And she's written a book. Well, she didn't really write the book. She and her partner, Kurt Van Gordon, wrote the book, but really they were using the ideas of her father, who is Walter Martin. And, of course, Walter Martin was the Bible answer man. I can remember many, many years ago when I was a young person listening to the radio and hearing the Bible answer man, who seemed to know the answer to every biblical question that people would call in. And of course, knowing the scriptures as he did so well, he was able to answer their questions, not with what he believed, but with what the Holy Scriptures said. And of course, Walter Martin had written a wonderful book called The Kingdom of the Cults. But he always wanted to write another book on the kingdom of the occult, of course, the Lord took him home before that was ever written. And so his daughter decided one day that she and, of course, a gentleman who'd known Walter Martin very well would co-author a book on the kingdom of the occult. And so what they did was to get the material that Walter Martin had written, many of his tapes, much of his teaching, things he had said publicly, and compile it all into a wonderful, wonderful book. It's over 700 pages in length, but it really gives you a tremendous insight into the other world, because there certainly is not only the supernatural world where the angels and God works, but there is a supernatural world where Lucifer and the demons work. And, of course, to many people, that is sort of a foolish idea, a sort of a mythological idea, but it's really not. There really is a supernatural dimension, and the demonic spirits do work there. In fact, there's a very, very real battle that goes on constantly between God and Satan in the supernatural realm. And we're going to be back in just a moment here, and we'll just have to get some music going and see if we can track down our special guest who we're hoping to have on with us here. So just a moment, and I'll be right back with our special guest for today. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Actually, our guest is going to be, for this hour, is going to be Melody, and the next hour it'll be Jill Rice. So you're going to have to just stay on for the next hour until we get to Jill. Right now we have with us on the line Melody Cederstrom. Hi, Melody. How are you doing? Melody, are you there? All right. Let's see if we can get Melody. Hi, Melody. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I can certainly hear you. We just had a little mix-up there, but I'm glad we finally got through to you.
Okay.
Well, let's see. First, lots of exciting things are happening, and, of course, we're just about ready to have a new administration taking over. In fact, I didn't even know there was an office of the president-elect. I found that out watching a president-elect Obama, and he always stands before a little podium that says the office of the president-elect. Did you know there was an office of the president-elect?
No, I didn't.
Well, I guess that's something new. We are in for some very new and dramatic changes, I'm afraid. But anyway, we'll be back here in just a moment with Melody Cederstrom talking about what's really going on in the world. Well, Melody, anything happened new this week as far as the financial situation is concerned?
Well, there's a lot of things going on, and we continue to see a lot of the unemployment is continuing to increase. We have some large firms today announcing some additional job cuts, 14,000 job cuts, and you have hotel chains, and you have manufacturers of tools and medical equipment. They're closing plants, and of course, we certainly know where those jobs are headed. So, you know, there's going to be additional pressure put on the states again for the payment of unemployment. And of course, we know that a lot of these states and just as your state, California, a lot of them cannot meet their budgets, and they're running out of funds in order to pay their unemployment. So they're going to have to begin cutting social accounts, social payments, and of course various other programs that they fund. So the states are certainly going to have difficulty, and of course, not only will they have to cut the benefits, they're either going to have to borrow or they're going to have to raise taxes. So taxes will continue to rise for the individual out there. So things just continue to seem to, you know, just to spiral out of control, and things certainly are getting worse.
Well, I certainly agree with you. Here in California, we're having really a very, very difficult time. They are not any closer to having a budget at all. And, of course, the Democrats want to increase taxes, and the Republicans want to hold the line as far as taxes are concerned. I think that the Democrats don't want to cut social programs. They don't want to let people go. They want to just get more money and try to keep the situation as it has been in the past, you know, good times for everybody. And, of course, various groups who work for the state are demonstrating, each one, of course, wanting more money for themselves. Nobody ever wondering where this is going to end up. Nobody, of course, wants to pay more taxes. And every component who works for the state of California certainly would like to see a solution to the problem as long as it doesn't cut their income. The tragedy is everybody's going to be have to make terrible sacrifices before this is all over, and I fear that the world we have known in the past is not going to continue to exist in the future. This is not going to be a temporary little bump in the road, and everything's going to get back to normal, and the good times are going to continue rolling again. I really sincerely fear that the good times we've known in the past, all purchased with phony money without anything behind it, those days are gone forever. And now we're going to have to begin to face a real reality. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and with us for this hour is Melody Cederstrom, who supports Radio Liberty, and we enjoy having Melody with us, and she sells gold and silver and really is on the front lines of this battle. Tonight, we, of course, heard that Anheuser-Busch is going to be laying off some, I think it's 2,200 employees. As everyone knows, Anheuser-Busch was bought by a German company, and of course, but they're going to begin cutting back on the people here in the United States working here. And certainly every day as we pick up our newspaper, we read about more and more people who are losing their jobs. There was an announcement in the Wall Street Journal, I think it was yesterday, that 10% of the homes in the United States that are covered by mortgages are in one or another degree of a foreclosure at the present time. That doesn't mean they'll all be foreclosed on. Maybe they can actually get some of that worked out, but an awful lot of those people are going to lose their homes. And, of course, they were commenting that early this year in January or February, why a number of people who had loans on their homes had them refinanced. In other words, they were stretched out to a longer period of time, maybe 40 years, and with lower payments. But almost half of those loans that were renegotiated in January and February are in default today. So that isn't necessarily a solution, although it will help some people. An awful lot of people just have homes that they frankly cannot afford, and probably after the first year, many of those people will be losing their homes, and the downward spiral of home prices will continue, no matter what the government does in an effort to intervene. So what's happening back there where you are, Melody? Are home prices continuing the downward spiral?
I believe our community, as we mentioned oftentimes on the program, that I'm in a college town. Penn State is located in State College. And a lot of the people in the town thought that the city would be immune to a recession because of the college, but you now are beginning to see the idea is changing, and of course you're beginning to see the impact. Perhaps it was just hit just a little bit later. You know, the effects of the job losses and recession is didn't come as quick to this area, but you are beginning to see more and more businesses. You're beginning to see them close. You're beginning to see, you know, fewer and fewer lines. And although I did go shopping this weekend, and I was really quite surprised at the amount of people that were out, and of course I always talk to people who are working there, and many of them said that they're not hiring new people, but they've also said that they've been very extremely busy and that people are out there buying. So I do think that this perhaps is a last time Christmas. People are going to try to make this, they're going to go more into debt. Credit card debt has increased over the past 10 weeks going into this holiday season. And on their credit cards, they're using their credit cards because they don't have the cash. So if they're already in debt, they're going deeper in debt just so they can have one more holiday.
Well, it was very interesting. This evening I was opening my mail, and one of them was a credit card. I think it was from Bank of America. It wasn't really a credit card. It was just announcing that I was such a good customer and I had such good credit that I might be able to borrow up to $50,000. I would just have to call them and find out how much money I could borrow. And, of course, my payback would be for a period of 36 months to 60 months. And the interest would be somewhere between 7.9% and 22.9%. 22.9% interest. Needless to say, I simply tore up the application. But the idea that they would actually have the audacity to charge people 22.9% on a loan. I mean, we used to call this usury. It used to be illegal. But, of course, once the banks came to control the legislature, they simply repealed the usury laws. And now they are simply, raping and pillaging the public. And really, of course, some of the interest rates on credit cards goes up to almost 30%. And it's almost as bad as these people who lend you money every, if you're on your paycheck until your paycheck gets there. And sometimes that's 30% a month. Well, the banks aren't quite that bad yet, but give us a little bit more time and we may find it'll be approaching those extremes.
The term loan sharking kind of comes to mind, and that's certainly what it seems to be. And if a person anymore is late just one time on their credit card, they readjust the rate, and you're right. I've heard people tell me interest rates 30 plus if they were late, or if the payment didn't get there in time. So, and again, we look back to the change in the laws that we've seen over the years, and of course, the most recent is the bankruptcy laws that were changed a couple of years ago, because they all knew where this was headed. They all knew what was going to happen, and so they all were out there to protect themselves. This is their, you know, positioning themselves now. That's why Paulson was in there, and that's why Wall Street is in there, all protecting their assets and positioning themselves so they get hurt the least.
Well, you think it's really very interesting. Of course, what people don't understand is that this thing was all planned ahead of time. I do not believe any of this is happening by accident. It just as I do not believe that the media is focusing our attention how bad things are. Day after day after day, I pick up the Wall Street Journal, I read the articles, and each one tells me how terrible things are and all the people losing their jobs, and people are losing their jobs. And all the companies that are closing, and companies are closing, but this whole thing begins to feed on itself. And when you can convince the people we're in a recession, why, the recession comes on. And, of course, you realize, of course, as you were saying, Melody, that several years ago, I think it was in 2006 or 2005, they changed the bankruptcy laws knowing this was coming down to protect not the individual, to give them an opportunity to go into bankruptcy, but to make it increasingly difficult to go into bankruptcy. And if you did default on what you owned, why, of course, they would be able to hound you for a good part of the rest of your life. But, of course, there are certain things that would be happening logically if they were really trying to solve the problem. And one would be for the federal government to move in and to simply buy up all the foreclosing mortgages and then renegotiate them, hold the mortgage on those homes, and then, of course, so let the people pay them off, over a longer period of time. But not to put people out of their homes. Now, I don't necessarily believe that governments should be interfering, but if there was really an effort to solve the problem, that is what government would be doing. Certainly, there would be no question at all that the government would be going in and bailing out the automotive industry, but, of course, they're putting all sorts of restrictions on that, and they're going to hold off as long as they can and make all sorts of demands on the General Motors, the automotive companies, before they give them money. But the biggest thing, and what most people don't understand, is that we're hear over and over again that people can't borrow money because the banks don't have the money to loan. They've lost liquidity. Well, the reason that they've lost liquidity, and Bob Chapman covered this very well in one of his recent newsletters, and we repeat it in our November newsletter, is that for the first time in history, as far as I know, the Federal Reserve is suddenly paying interest on the reserves that are deposited with them. Now, what does that mean? Well, most people have no idea, but the banks have to put a certain amount of money to leave it with the Federal Reserve. They have to have a fraction of their reserves on deposit with the Federal Reserve Bank. And then, let's say they had $100,000 on the deposit with them, that actually they had, and so they'd put $10,000 on deposit with the Federal Reserve Bank, and then they could lend out $90,000. And that $90,000 in turn could be lent out over the 10 times again, and this is how you get the fractional reserve banking built upon a house of sand, a pyramid built upon a house of sand. But in the past, why the Federal Reserve never paid interest. There was no tendency on the part of banks to leave any more money with the Federal Reserve than was absolutely essential. But what they have done, and this is the genius that people don't understand, is by paying interest on the reserves deposited with the Federal Reserve, banks are uncertain. They just want to make sure they make some money. And so the Federal Reserve paying interest now has increased the amount of reserves they would have, or nearly $8 billion, up to almost half a trillion dollars. Banks are depositing with the Federal Reserve and getting interest, much rather than let it out when they're not sure they're going to get their money back again in a falling economy. And they've simply dried up half of the liquidity that should be out there for the people. And nobody is telling the American people that all the time the Federal Reserve is talking about, oh, we have to increase liquidity. They're doing everything they can to destroy liquidity. And, of course, most people don't understand this is an engineered crisis that's going to end up in disaster for everybody except for the very wealthy, I fear.
Well, absolutely correct. And, I believe it was all planned and solid and an agenda. But, of course, if people understand when you have a fiat currency, and it all comes back to the currency and monetary policy, they knew exactly where it was going to go. And, of course, they promoted and they engineered and they drove and controlled the various bubbles and situations, recessions that we've had along the way up into this one, because they knew exactly where the economy was going ever since the day they took us off the gold standard.
Back in 1971, and of course that was, 37 years ago?
Yeah.
Almost 38 years ago. People have to understand that there has never been one instance in all history where you had a fiat money system where it didn't eventually collapse. Our leaders knew that, but they're operating on a timetable. And, of course, that timetable calls, I believe, for the destruction of the economy of this country, lowering the living standards of the American people. I believe that they know what they're doing. But the last thing they want is for the American people to realize that the suffering that lies ahead and the chaos and uncertainty is all part of a much larger plan, a plan that will bring about a new world order, a new world economic system, a new world currency, a new world religion, and ultimately install the new world leader. Well, Melody, certainly as we see what's unfolding, why there's a lot of uncertainty. I think a lot of people are scared. Do you sense that among the people you talk to?
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four tape or a four CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets. A little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away. And the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
Liberty or 4648295 here in the central coast of California. Melody, how are the gold and silver doing? Are more and more people getting into the gold and silver? Do they realize, of course, if they're looking for stability and safety for their money, this is an excellent place to be? I understand that the Treasury is sold. I've forgotten whether it was $30 billion or $300 billion in bonds. With 0% interest, I think maybe it was $30 billion of Treasury bills, but they're not paying any interest at all on it.
Absolutely, very little. But people went to the bonds. There was investors went there as they actually saw the dollar as a haven in this current crisis that we're having, but I think that's just a trend, and I don't believe that will last because you have this vast amount of currency that the U.S. has to print to keep everything going, whether it be into the bailouts, the auto industry, and the government spending. It's going to create a tremendous inflationary pressure, and the value of the dollar will erode. And, of course, you have currencies all over the world that are declining in value as you have these countries that are scrambling to keep things from going deeper into a recession, and as the banking systems across the world are trying to fight the same thing that we are. So, I mean, you have countries that are rolling out these huge incentive and bailout programs, and so all this is all these assets are under pressure, and you're going to have these the money supply is growing, and of course it's all highly inflationary, and of course that is, you know, gold has always been the hedge against inflation, and we have to remember that gold is truly a currency. It is a money. Gold has no liabilities, and this is where people really do need to be. In fact, Citibank, I guess, came out and last week and made the announcement that they felt that gold would reach 2,000 by the end of 2009. Even on financial programs like CNBC this morning, at first they were kidding, or, you know, they do it in a joking fashion, but they were talking about putting cash underneath the mattress, and then the word cash.
Melody, are you? Oh, right. Okay. Melody, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, fine. It was just sort of fading there on me for a moment.
Okay.
Anyway, I think that's really fascinating that the Citigroup has actually said they expect gold to be at $2,000 an ounce by the end of 2009. And, of course, it could even be higher than that, so we're just going to have to wait and see what happens. But certainly gold is the only legitimate form of money. The rest of this is simply created by government as a medium of exchange. But it has no intrinsic value, and it has no backing. In fact, there is no currency in the world that has any backing behind it, and that is why they're all already, of course, competing to decrease the value of their currency, to make their manufactured products more more attractive throughout the world. And so each country is competing with the others to drop their currency as rapidly as they can. But I think that one of these days the dollar is going to have to drop too to make our exporting products more attractive. And unless you have something behind the money, all you have to do is just by government edict say my Chinese currency, my yuan, is worth only half what it was, and now we'd be able to sell twice as much of our products, irrespective of what the damage it does to the populace. Why, of course, it is a very effective marketing tool for Chinese products or products made in Brazil or whatever the country would be. So they're all competitively devaluing the currency because there is no anchor for any currency. Isn't that true?
You're absolutely correct. It's very true. And so we're finding this. And not only that, we're all at the same time that we're having this currency situation around the world. You're going to see shortages of gold. The mining, the gold production, they're looking for it to drop over the next several years. So, I mean, it's building the perfect storm. And unfortunately, gold is going to, I shouldn't say unfortunately, fortunately gold is going to shine, but unfortunately it's in a time of period where things will not shine.
All right, fine. Well, I think that we're really in a very, very difficult time. I hate to say this, but I think it's going to get worse. Now, of course, there may be a time, maybe for 6 months or so next year, when things look a little bit better. After all, when you throw literally $10 trillion into the economy, it's going to have some impact. But down the line, of course, you can't get out of a problem that is related to a fiat money currency by simply putting more money into a situation that was created by having too much money out there in circulation. And of course, down the line will come runaway inflation, the destruction of the value of the currency, and nobody talks about that. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this evening, Melody Cederstrom. We're simply talking about the unfolding of events here. And we have a caller on the line, and that's going to be Steve. And Steve is calling from Illinois. So let's go to Steve. And again, if you're out there listening, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And hi, Steve. How are you doing?
Thank you. Very well, doctor, I think.
Well, you're probably doing better than the governor of Illinois. And yes. Obviously, he was under government surveillance. Apparently, they had bugs every place. They were listening to his every conversation, everything he did, and everything his associates did. And, of course, he was a crook. But then most people in politics are crooked today because there is no fear of God. We've taken any sense of absolute morality of our society. We talk about, wouldn't it be wonderful if we had responsible politicians? They ought to be responsible. And I would like to say, responsible and moral people like Bill Clinton, now whose wife is suddenly begun to become our Secretary of State. I think that most of our politicians are directly or indirectly accepting bribes and favors from people. We know this is rampant in many of the regulatory branches of government. Why should we be surprised to find out that the governor of the state of Illinois was an immoral individual any more than we should be surprised to find that Mr. Spitzer, Governor Spitzer of New York, was cohabiting regularly with an expensive prostitute? I mean, when you take God out of a country and there's no fear of God, why, of course, the country goes into a downward moral tailspin, and with that a financial and economic tailspin, and then ultimately is destroyed. Anyway, Steve, what would you like to talk about, other than the fact that things are great there in Illinois?
Sure. You know, and then look who takes over for Spitzer. Oh, boy. But, you know, Dr. Stan and Melanie, I'm afraid that I've got bad news, and I don't know how we're going to get over it. This New World Order doesn't include about three quarters of us on this earth. That's a big component of it. Number two, the reason this is all coming to a head, the way I see it, is because there's no money, honey. And in that, I mean, when the baby boomers, of which I am, come for their money, there's not going to be money. There's going to be pandemonium. Why we are sitting like Nero did when Rome burned and fiddling, I have no idea. We should be like our fellow Grecians and out yet tonight, and demonstrating, because this is ridiculous. We're at war with our Congress, and I'm, we're at breakneck speed now. We are exporting these companies on public funds, private companies at breakneck speed.
Hold that thought. We're going to be right back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this evening is Melody Cederstrom. We have Steve calling from Illinois, and Steve says he's a baby boomer. And, of course, as he looks and sees what's happening, he realizes that when he gets ready to retire, there's not going to be any money in Medicare and Social Security and the Medicare drug bill and all these wonderful things that they promised him he's been paying his money in. Into these government trust funds. They've spent all of that money. There is no money. There is no trust fund. It's simply a folder with some IOUs in it saying, why you can trust the government. We're going to come up with the money, but the government doesn't have any money. That is the most carefully kept secret. Government doesn't have any money other than what it takes from us by force, what it, of course, can print and then create inflation and destroy the value of the currency, or what it can borrow. And, of course, unfortunately, why, of course, there is no way at all in the world that they're going to be able to provide all the things that they promised the baby boomers. And of course, what's going to happen? Why, they're just simply going to have one day somebody's going to come along and simply destroy the value of our currency, eliminate our debt with a war, and then we can start all over again and leave people like Steve, who's calling us from Illinois, and so many of the other baby boomers, and many of them have fought in our various wars, and they're suddenly going to find out that they don't have any Medicare, they don't have any government pensions. It'll all be denominated in dollars, and it'll cost you $1 million to buy a loaf of bread. And you'll be lucky to get it for that, as it is in Zimbabwe, where we established this government that has created a rapid inflation. I agree with you, Steve, but what's the solution?
Well, I'm going to ask Melanie, in closing, and according to Donald Trump on TV just a little while ago, he said the big banks are buying banks in China. The banks there are paying $9 billion for them. And Melanie, do you two, I mean, we are absolutely, this Congress is supposed to be the watchers over these financial houses and instruments and all this, that, and the other, and they're completely devoid of that. And don't, I mean, aren't they going to just take us out? I mean, they didn't take this money to give it back to us, and it looks like to me they're going to physically get rid of us, I guess, or am I off there, or how do you feel?
No, excuse me, I don't think you're off. It's no coincidence that the baby boomers started to retire this year, and you're having this financial crisis this year. Just like during the dot-com bubbles, certainly they're not going to allow people to walk away with money that they thought they made. Wall Street, as far as I'm concerned, was there. It was, you know, they used it to finance the destruction of this country, all that money that was poured into Wall Street. People thought they were going to get it back, and they're not.
And actually, we should be like, pardon me, go ahead.
Wall Street was there to strip the wealth of this country, and of course the various financial institutions around the world did so to the same thing to their people.
Well,
and you're absolutely right, there's going to be a decrease in the population, and it all comes together. I mean, when Dr. Stan talks about the Medicare, the programs, the expense of it, the aging population, there will be no care for them. They'll be useless eaters, and they'll be eliminated.
So in closing, don't you think that we should be like our fellow Grecians? I mean, aren't we sitting and just, I see the rest of the world come out for things like this and these thieves. That's why Dr. Stan was saying they just do it out in the open now. There's no real worry of it. And I think we should be, coming out of our houses now, because we're not going to have anything left if we don't.
I think what we're going to have to do is educate the people. And when we have the majority of the people behind us, and of course, if you want to hold demonstrations, I applaud that. Unfortunately, so often when you have a mass movement, it's controlled by the other side. They always want to control the opposition. Do not allow yourself to be manipulated. Get people on your own out there and hold demonstrations. And then, of course, try to get them educated to understand the spirits of forces which are behind these wicked people. You talk about, of course, our banks buying banks in other countries. Actually, Bank of America received $15 billion of Henry Paulson's TARP funds. And they took about $7 billion of that, and they bought a bank over in China.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we find that the Citigroup, which received, they've got about $45 billion from us, and and what are they doing with that money? Well, they took $5 billion to buy up toll roads over in Europe. And this is just since they got all this money. We're talking about bailing out the American automotive industry, General Motors. But General Motors is opening a massive new plant down in Brazil. And they're opening all sorts of supply plants down there. They're planning to spend $3 to $5 billion in Brazil to build up the automotive industry in Brazil. They just opened a $300 million automotive production plant in Russia. But nobody's talking about that. We're told, if we don't give money to General Motors, why, they're going to go bankrupt in the terrible catastrophe. General Motors is investing its money all throughout the world, and if we give them the $25 billion or whatever you give to the automotive industry, a lot of that will be invested offshore. And nobody is talking about that. Where in the Constitution is there any justification for our government giving General Motors or the automotive industry a $25 to $50 billion, especially when they're pulling the industry out of the United States and moving it overseas? And, of course, all these people demonstrating to get money for the automotive industry don't really understand what's going on. And until we can educate the people and understand that most of what's going on is simply to justify more money being taken away from the American taxpayers to build up industries throughout the rest of the world. At that point, hopefully people are going to say no more, no more. Anything else, Steve?
Well, just real fast, heads they've got us and tails they've got us. And these our founding fathers would have literally now had these tyrants hanged yet today. And I don't know why our Congress is these people are doing this to us. It's not right. It's just terrible.
Steve, will you get a book? You can probably get it off of Amazon or at your local library. It's called The Devil's Advocate. Get it and read it and understand that book was written 55 years ago, but it was written for today.
I hope I've got time to read it.
Oh, you've got time to read it. It's a fast read, but it's got a wonderful message in it. And hopefully, of course, the American people will rally to the cause of freedom.
Well, God bless, friends, and I thank you very kindly for the time, Doctor.
Thanks very much for calling, and get all those people back there in Illinois listening.
I will.
Bye-bye. Okay, bye-bye. Fine. Well, we're going to let Steve go, and we've got a couple of more people on the line. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But before we go to Joseph from South Bend, Melody, why don't you get out your telephone number, your website, and tell people how they can get in touch with you if they're interested in learning more about purchasing gold and silver.
Yes, and I just want to say this. There is a small firm, I can't remember what state it was, where it was a window and door manufacturing, and they laid the people off. They were supposed to get 60 days notice, and they only got 3 days notice. It's law. And they are demonstrating at the manufacturing plant. And so, I mean, they are trying to make a stand against what has happened to them, and we'll have to wait and see. But news like that is certainly covered up, and people don't want to talk about it. But I applaud them, and hope something, at least, you know, perhaps they'll get their severance pay and so forth. But so things might be popping up more like that around this country. And if anyone's interested, we'd be more than happy to help them with their finances. You can call us on 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And our website is discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. discountgoldandsilvertrading.net.
All right, fine. Let's go to Joseph, who's calling from South Bend, Indiana. Hi, Joseph. How are you doing?
Oh, okay. I was wondering who owns all that gold in Fort Knox and what's going to happen to it.
All right, fine. The question is, who owns the gold in Fort Knox and what's going to happen to it? Melody, do you have any thoughts on that?
There's gold in Fort Knox?
Joseph, nobody knows whether there's gold there or not. No. You can't believe what the government says. The government tells you all sorts of things. And when I speak of the government, I'm not talking about our form of government. I'm talking about the wicked people who violated our Constitution, who've taken control of both political parties and make mockery of the concept that we're going to elect a new government. Basically, we replace one group of trilateralists and Council on Foreign Relations people with another group of trilateralists and Bilderbergers and members of the Council on Foreign Relations. Now we've got a couple of people from the G30. That's another little secret enclave, but you can check it out on the Internet. So there's a serious question whether there is any gold in Fort Knox, and if it is there, of course, does it belong to the Federal Reserve or does it belong to the American people? But the Federal Reserve is a privately owned central bank. And, of course, they own a great deal of gold, and many people think that we transfer that gold to them, but you cannot find this out. You can't get anybody into Fort Knox to find out if there's even any gold there. There may be, there may not be. We don't know.
Okay, thank you.
Anything else?
No, thank you.
All right, fine.
Oh, yeah, well, there's one more thing. They say we come from apes, but nobody asks where the apes come from.
Well, of course, that's the traditional question, though. Of course, we always came from a lower form of life, but where did life come from? And they can't tell you. And they will tell it came from another planet. Well, if it came from another planet, you know, where did the life come from on that other planet?
Anything but the truth.
Anything but the fact that God created the heavens and the earth.
Thank you.
God bless.
Bye.
Okay, fine. Let's go to Mike Colick from Santa Cruz. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Before Mike answers, I want to mention we're going to be carrying a new a tape series. We've asked our secretary to get it. It's on creation. It's put out by Pastor Billy Crone, who does an excellent job of addressing questions like Joseph just asked, you know, where did life come from? And of course, it's entitled Creation, goes into the background of that. We're going to have another the 4D DVD set on the RFID technology. Pastor Crone does an excellent job on actually describing what's going on. We do carry his 10 DVD sets, part 1 and part 2 of the Final Countdown. We recommend these to you. There might be a few little theological questions we would differ on whether it's a pre-trib or mid-trib or post-trib rapture, but the facts are simply there, and the facts are there that the prophecies were given so long ago are really coming to pass today. Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
Hi, Stan. Isn't it interesting that the great theory of evolution is taught as fact
right.
in the government schools?
It used to be, of course. They said, well, all we want to do is present both sides. And once they got evolution in, they will not allow our children to hear the truth of the matter. They won't even allow the mention of God at our schools because this is really a conspiracy against Christianity. And once you understand that, once you understand they put people on the Supreme Court to take God and prayer out of our schools, when you understand the Masons controlled our Supreme Court from 1941 to 1971 and majorities of 5-4 to 8-1, then so much of what's going on in the world today begins to make sense. But did you have a question or comment for our guest?
Comment. I had the call when you were in the middle of Steve's call two callers ago. Talking about where in the Constitution does the Department of Treasury or Paulson have the power to do what they're doing, and all these outrageous things with the money going every which way, flying all around the world, doing everything but what it's supposed to do as far as we're concerned. Paulson was given autonomy in that bailout bill, which was one of the reasons there was such a ruckus in the House at the beginning of that week. And I believe that it can be said that what he's doing is constitutional because I think we can say, Congress constitutionally had the power to do what they did.
No, they really didn't. They did not have the power to do, to give him the autonomy. And, of course, they never should have. So the Congress can be held responsible for that, except they were threatened. They were bribed with $150 billion to do what they did.
Yeah. Well, I know there are certain things that are blatantly unconstitutional. You're probably right in what you just said. The point is that Congress did it. And therefore, it's been made law, and everything that Paulson is doing is legal. He was set up in a position of emperorship.
Mike, we have a constitution. Congress violated the constitution,
yeah.
And it should be taken to the Supreme Court, and everybody who voted for that legislation should be impeached.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen. And do you have any thoughts on it, Melody?
No, I agree with you. It was the constitution was violated. It is illegal. It is against the constitution. And I believe what truly happened is a lot that we've seen in. The reason they ran oil prices to 150 and letting Lehman collapse at the same time was because they needed, Paulson needed these programs passed before the election. And things really began to unfold, and it was because of those mainly two items that he was able to get things passed so quickly. And, you know, they're all bought off. You know, if they don't vote the way they want to, they pull them aside and they just... you know, find out what their price is and pay it to get it done. We've seen it happen to do with the various trade agreements, you know, and they'll continue.
I'm going to ask our producer, if she'll call, our engineer, get him out here. I'm having a little difficulty hearing for some reason. Melody, are you there, Mike?
Yeah, I'm here, and Melody's sounding all right on my end.
Anyway, of course, we're having some difficulty, so I'm going to... play a little music, see if we can keep things going here till we get our engineer here. And we'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Well, there we are. We're back again. And Melody, are you there?
Yes, I am, Dr.
All right, fine. We've got a little... I'm going to ask if we can get our producer up. Our producer can call our engineer and get him out here. We're having a little difficulty with our hearing mechanism. Mike, did you have anything else to say before we let you
go? I'm in agreement with what you're saying. I'm just pointing out that Congress, whether what they did was legal or illegal constitutionally, they've given him permission. They've given the Treasury Department, whoever's the head of it, has permission. And everything that he's doing, I believe, is according to the bill. And it was printed, it was posted on the web, on the Internet, for all the world to see. And so I think a lot of congressmen saw the problems and they voted against it, but there was enough arm twisting and arm breaking that they eventually had to vote for it. One last thing I'd like to add about Lehman Brothers. I'm starting to believe that Lehman Brothers' downfall was like the World Trade Center. The World Trade Center was used to bring homeland security upon us and war upon the rest of the world. And I believe Lehman Brothers was knocked over, knocked down, disintegrated like the towers were in New York City, so that they could bring in this other kind of a disaster called the bailout program.
You may very well be right.
Yeah.
Mike, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, fine. Well, anyway, thanks very much for calling. And Melody, one more time. Let's get your telephone number out there.
1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
We'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and Sydney, our guest, is Melody Cederstrom. Melody, you got about 3 minutes to wrap up the program for us.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away, and the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside-down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-.
Agree with me that we're involved in a spiritual battle? Well, we hope that some of you, if you're in a position, will want to help and join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, subscribe to our newsletter, or get the 4 best tapes of the month in the newsletter, whichever you prefer, and then tell other people about our ministry. And really, that's how it's growing out across America, people telling people. If you'd like to get either cards to hand out or get a bumper sticker, a couple of bumper stickers, give us a call. We'll be glad to send them to you free of charge. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. For a good overview of what's going on, let me suggest my talk on the financial tsunami. We gave it a couple of years ago, but it's just as apropos today as it was then. We explained to you the concept of the hedge funds and leverage and fractional reserve banking and certainly what is going on as far as the banking system is concerned, an artificial system built upon a house of cards, built upon quicksand. And, of course, it was eventually going to collapse. And they decided to collapse it at this time in history. It's almost as if they are following a preconceived scenario, that they're following a timetable, and I really see this unfolding. So my talk on the financial tsunami, and the syllabus goes with that, is an excellent source of information. We have two pamphlets. One is called A History of Money. The other is called The Financial Meltdown. And they're both very apropos. They're both very inexpensive. And of course, we have the books, The Creature from Jekyll Island, which we should be getting in any day now. It's last time we got in five cases of it. They were sold within 3 or 4 days. And we'll be having it back on very, very soon. We'll have the Creature from Jekyll Island. Right now we have in stock Federal Reserve Conspiracy. That's the Federal Reserve Conspiracy by Professor Sutton, and the book Fiat Money, Inflation in France. Probably the best book, though, is The Creature from Jekyll Island, and we suggest you get all of them and read them, and you will know more about what's going on financially than, of course, most college professors who are schooled in Keynesian economics and don't even understand the Austrian School of Economics, headed by Ludwig von Mises, who's been dead for a long period of time, but who explained that if you did not have something behind your currency, it would eventually be destroyed, as it was in ancient Greece. In fact, it was Aristotle who wrote, you know, there's absolutely nothing wrong with fiat money, as long as you have perfect authority and godlike wisdom in kings. Who out there in the listening audience believes we have perfect authority and godlike wisdom in kings? This is what destroyed ancient Rome. It destroyed Venice. It destroyed Florence. You know, Venice was doing this thing in the 13s and 1400s, and suddenly Venice was doing this in the, pardon me, Florence was doing this in the 15th and 1600s under the de' Medici family. And then, of course, it happened at suddenly in France in the early 1700s under John Law. It happened in the United States during the time of the American Revolution with the continental currency, which worked great. But, of course, eventually they just kept printing it and printing it until the phrase, well, it isn't worth a continental, came to be common verbiage, and, of course, it was a continental currency. And, of course, they tried the same thing in France in 1789, which is the story of fiat money inflation in France. And they always ended up in disaster and dictatorship. And, of course, what happened in France was they ended up with a dictator, and his name was Napoleon Bonaparte. And, of course, he ravaged Europe and destroyed France in the series of the Napoleonic Wars. And this is what tyrants always do when they get into monetary problems, and I fear that same thing is going to happen right here in America. So remember our telephone number. It's 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California, or 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. If you want to get the items, and then please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you that the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, hopefully, they're going to be the views of Jill Martin Riesch, who's actually has written a wonderful book called The Kingdom of the Occult. And, of course, her father was Walter Martin. And, of course, this is a book that her father always wanted to write. He'd made many notes on this. He'd written extensively on the occult. And, of course, he'd done many, many radio programs on the occult. And so they've taken, you know, as much of Walter Martin's material as they possibly could and put it into this book on the kingdom of the occult. And, of course, it's very difficult to understand so much of what's going on today unless we address this issue. And they've done a wonderful, wonderful job with this book. It's got 726 pages. It's hardbound. And, of course, it goes into so many of the various movements that are out there in America and throughout the world, movements which most people are really unaware of. And, of course, there's an occult revolution that's sweeping the world today. And, of course, there is the doctrine of demons, this ancient paganism, much of which is really being practiced today. There's the Kabbalah. And, of course, so many of our Hollywood stars are into the Kabbalah, and many Jewish men, after they reach 40 years of age, are taken into the Kabbalah, which is Jewish mysticism. And, of course, the counterpart of Gnosticism, which is Christian mysticism. But both the Jewish faith and the Christian faith have been infiltrated by these occult forces because, of course, the mysticism leads you into the occult. And then, of course, there's the New Age movement, the psychic phenomenon, the astrology. And, of course, you go to Washington, D.C. today, you go into the Everett Dirksen building. On every level, of course, the Dirksen building, on the ceiling of this great building in Washington, D.C., are the signs of the zodiac, which is the basis of astrology. What are they doing in government buildings? And you must understand, of course, that there really are powerful forces there. There's a chapter on the tools of the occult, a chapter on UFOs. And people, you know, most people don't believe the UFOs are real, or they think that they're probably some sort of a government experiment, or maybe they did come from outer space. A lot of confusion, and you must understand that there's an intentional effort to confuse you about what these are, because although some of them may be real vehicles created by the government, many of them are supernatural manifestations of the other world, and the last thing they want is for the American people or the people of the world to really understand the spirits of forces that are at work. And we know that these are metaphysical because they do not follow the rules of physics. They can be going up to 5,000 miles an hour and make an abrupt right turn. You cannot do that. And, of course, people who have studied this, people who, of course, have analyzed this, Jacques Vallée, of course, who was one of the leading philosophers, the leading people involved with UFOs, although he himself was not a Christian, was not a godly man, recognized the metaphysical component that is present as far as UFOs are concerned, and came out and wrote about this. I have a book entitled Above High Secret, which was written by the former air marshal in Great Britain who'd studied UFOs and said, you know, if there was anything there, these were government vehicles, I would know about them, but they're not. And he had come to exactly the same conclusion, and that is, of course, that these are metaphysical manifestations. And, of course, this takes us right into this whole analysis of the kingdom of the occult, and we're going to have Jill Martin with us when we get back here, right here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Hi, Jill, are you there?
Hello,
Dr. Sand?
I'm doing just fine, thanks. Oh, I'm so glad we were able to get hold of you, and I'm sorry for the mix-up this evening, but I think this really is a fascinating book. And, of course, you have a fascinating amount of information in it, 726 pages. And why don't you tell our listeners how it was that you came to write this book?
Well, you know, for years my father had talked about doing The Kingdom of the Occult as kind of a companion volume to The Kingdom of the Cults. But you know how it is. You get so busy doing the work of the Lord, and he was running all over the place trying to take care of, you know, his Bible class and preaching, and it just, the timing never worked out. And I never thought that I would be the one, you know, to work on The Kingdom of the Occult, but God moves in mysterious ways. And he called me to this, and it just all worked out so perfectly in his timing, bringing me together to work with Kurt Van Gordon, who, of course, was my father's longtime researcher. And so God just did a marvelous thing, and it turned out that this book, I mean, who would have thought that a book on the occult would turn into the experience of a lifetime? But that's what it was for me. God moved in such an amazing way and protected us, and just filled us with his joy through this whole journey. And you'd think that going into the kingdom of the occult, there would be terrible oppression and attacks. But God protected us and filled us with the joy of the Lord. And I just praise him for that. He's defeated all of this, defeated everything evil, and, you know, on the cross. And I just praise him for that.
Well, apparently you used a lot of your father's notes, a lot of his lectures, a lot of his radio programs, and put this all together.
Yes, I went to his lectures, and I went to a lot of them that people haven't actually heard. They were given quite a while ago, and yet all of the information in them is so pertinent and so relevant to today. So he speaks again, even though he's not here on this earth right now. You know as well as I do, Dr. Stan, that just because our time on earth has ended does not mean that God is through using us. He can still use us even when we're not walking this earth. And the lectures that my father did and the things that he taught just are so full of the power of the Word of God. And so we used those, and then where my father did not lecture on certain topics, like, for example, he didn't often mention Kabbalah. I went and researched, and then Kurt went and researched other things, and we just kind of filled in the gaps, and it ended up that all three of us wrote together.
All right, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan, of course, our guest, and on the line is Jill Martin or Rish, and we're talking. How do you pronounce that?
Richie.
Okay, Jill Martin Richie. And, of course, we're talking about the book really written by her father after he had passed away, using his lectures, using the tapes from his regular radio programs and certainly the writings and notes that he had. Walter Martin was the Bible Answer Man, and there was nobody quite like him. You know, he was on the radio on a daily basis and answering questions about the meaning of the Bible, and certainly he was certainly one of the dominant forces when he was here. And then he passed away some years ago, and Jill and her husband have been the Walter Martin Ministry. Do you still use some of his tapes on the radio and radio programs today?
Yes, we do. Actually, we have a program that goes out across the United States and parts of Canada called Essential Christianity. And in that, we take the old Bible Answer Man shows, the original Bible Answer Man shows, that my father just loved to do so much. We take those and reproduce them in Essential Christianity for everyone to hear.
No, of course, I know how much your father enjoyed doing radio, and of course, I sort of took an inspiration from him. I do a little different sort. I'm not a theologian. He was a top-notch theologian. I'm more or less a commentator on what's going on and trying to tie it all together, but, of course, trying to tie things together that are taking place politically and financially and medically, of course, into this whole world occult movement, which is a dominant force of what's going on. And, of course, the book we're talking about, of course, goes into so many many different aspects of what's going on. People think that, oh, well, there's just occultism, but there are really so many different forms of occultism that permeate every aspect of our society today. So where should we start? You want to talk about the occult revolution, the kingdom of the occult? Where would you like to start?
Well, you know as well as I do that this kingdom of the occult is enormous, huge. In fact, you know, there are hundreds of millions of people around the world who are involved in some aspect of the occult. So it's just an enormous subject. And that was part of our difficulty, you know, in approaching it is what do you talk about? You know, it's kind of a pick and choose situation. And so I took my cue from the work that my father had already done. And we started off explaining who Satan was biblically. Kind of the background of where he came from. And I found it fascinating because the material that I ran across that my father had done, you know, it spelled out where Satan had come from, who he was, and how we as the church were supposed to defend ourselves against him and defend, you know, Jesus and what he had done for us on the cross. And so started out with that, the basic introduction to the occult. And, of course, you know, the moment that Lucifer fell from heaven, that the world of the occult began. And so he is the author of it. He furnishes it with his power, which, of course, is a counterfeit power to the power of the Holy Spirit. And there's one really important point, I think, and that I would like to make. If anyone remembers anything from what I have to say, it would be this, that we are triumphant. The kingdom of the occult is a story of the wonderful triumph of the power of God over darkness, over the power of Satan. We are the winners. As my father always used to say, we are the winners. And our battle is not against flesh and blood, but Jesus Christ triumphed over it. So we began, excuse me, at the beginning with Satan and went to the world of the occult and the background, the history of where the occult came from in the occult revolution in chapter 2.
Well, I think it's important for people to understand that there really is a dark force out there. It's not imaginary, but it permeates every aspect of life in most countries of the world, much more prevalent in other countries in decades past, only more recently are becoming preeminent here in the dominant force in the United States. And certainly this you know, battle between Christianity and between the Christianity and the occult is being played out, but it's not simply being played out, certainly in the general society. It's being even played out within our churches. Our church is under attack today. And many people in the churches don't understand what is going on and why the music and the message and so many things in our churches is changing. They don't understand there really are forces that would work from within to destroy Christianity. And we've got to educate the people, the Christians, what's going on. And I think that's why your book is so vitally important. This is not imaginary. It is very, very real.
Yes, it is real. And, you know, people wonder, well, why is, you know, why are things like tea leaf reading or Ouija boards or things like that, why do they even take off? Why do people stay interested in those kinds of things, psychic phenomenon, you know, predicting the future? Why do they even care about that? And it's because there is a dark power there. There is the power of Satan there. If someone reaches out for it, they will find something there. And that power, that darkness, is what fuels the kingdom of the occult. And that's why it's so important that we as parents and grandparents take this tool, the kingdom of the occult, and learn from it to defend our families, to defend our children against this terrible assault. And, you know, again, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We are called to fight against things we cannot see. But God gives us the awesome power of his Holy Spirit, the victory of Jesus Christ on the cross, to be able to do it. So yes, there is a real power there. And that power, that dark power, fuels the kingdom of the occult and continues to, has throughout history, ancient history, and continues to do it today.
Well, certainly there are so many manifestations of this in our society. You mentioned the Ouija board. This is a means of tapping into the occult. I noticed that in reading your book, the multiple references to a man named Edgar Cayce. Many people believe this man was a Christian. He professed to be a Christian. He had truly supernatural powers. He was known as the sleeping prophet. He could actually diagnose people's afflictions from thousands of miles away and prescribe treatments. And, many times they actually worked. But who was Edgar Cayce? And why is his influence so important in the world today?
Edgar Cayce was what we call a New Age prophet. He was a medium, and I use the word prophet loosely. He's not a prophet as the kind of prophets we talk about in the Old Testament. He predicted the future. He went into a trance. He was known as the sleeping prophet because he appeared to be sleeping while giving these readings. He was in a trance state. So the Lord says, God says in the Bible, that he has nothing to do with this kind of divination or prediction of the future. So he had nothing to do with Edgar Cayce's predictions. Someone else did. And, of course, we know that that someone else was Satan. So Edgar Cayce predicted a lot of things in a trance state. He was a medium. There was something outside of him, a being, a supernatural being, which we know biblically is a demon, speaking through him and giving to us in the world the doctrine of the demons, which is talked about in the Bible, the doctrine of the demons. There is actually a doctrine that the demons preach and teach, and they have done this for centuries. And the Bible warns about the doctrine of the demons, and we talk about it in the kingdom of the occult. But Edgar Cayce has been foundational to the New Age movement. His teachings embraced a mixture of theosophy and the occult. Cayce taught that Jesus and Christ are distinct entities. So see, there's always an attack on the person of Jesus Christ, the biblical Jesus Christ. He talked about Jesus being a man who had been reincarnated, that Jesus, you know, had been Melchizedek and Joseph, and eventually he arrived at being Jesus. This is the doctrine of the demons. They always go for a divinity of Jesus. They always attack him and bring him down, attack our biblical doctrine, because, of course, he is the Savior of the world, the one and only Son of God, and they cannot allow that to stand.
And, of course, the thing is that there, many, many people have read about Edgar Cayce. There are lots of books about him. And it really sounds like this wonderful man who tapped into the supernatural, doing good and helping people. And because he was supposedly a professing Christian and had read the Bible on a regular basis, people believe his supernatural power came from the God we worship, without really realizing that there is another dimension out there. And I think this is the hardest thing for people to accept, Jill, is that there is another dimension. There are forces that to have supernatural power on the other side, and that eternal battle is being constantly waged, from certainly the days when Moses went before Pharaoh and challenged the priests, Pharaoh's priests, by creating a serpent, and his serpent devoured their serpents. But the priests of Pharaoh had supernatural power. People never stop and think about the fact that there is supernatural power on the other side. And, of course, and many times people are lured into seeking for that power without realizing where it really comes from.
Yes, excellent point, Dr. Stan. That's so true. And we talk in Chapter 1 about the Bible being a dimensional book. The Bible actually teaches that there is more than one dimension of reality. And a lot of Christians don't realize that or recognize that. And in our day and age, it's sad, the culture that we have been raised in is so different from the majority of cultures over thousands of years. They embraced the idea of supernatural power. They knew that there was good power and evil power. But in our culture that we are raised in today, this postmodern culture, we deny anything having to do. We are raised to, mock and disbelieve anything having to do with the five senses. You can't see beyond your five senses.
you know, there is no such thing as supernatural power according to our culture. You know, it's foolishness and you know, naivete to believe in anything like that. But the Bible teaches that there is supernatural power, and we must be prepared to defend against the dark side of it.
Amen to that. We'll be right back with Jill Vishay. Well, Jill, certainly, you were actually out talking.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four tape or a four CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away. And the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
Messages that you can learn from of reading this if you understand the secret. And this will tap you into this supernatural power that's out there. The similar things, of course, you'll find within Gnosticism, which was a Christian heresy, and Manichaeism, which was a Christian heresy. But Jill has written a very, very telling chapter on the Kabbalah, because you hear a great deal about it today. What can you tell our listeners about the Kabbalah and about the power that these people tap into?
Well, the Kabbalah is known as the secret Torah, and what it basically comes down to is that they believe, the people who teach Kabbalah believe, that there is secret power that you can access by chanting the names of God, doing all the formula things to bring about a power that you can use to change the world. That is the heart of Kabbalah. And it's taught, you know, by mystics, by people who are focused on spiritual, what they consider spiritual truth. That's basically mysticism, is a focus and discussion of what they consider to be spiritual truth. And Jews back in Alexandria around 300 BC became involved, their beliefs mixed with some of the philosophers back then, Greek philosophers. And you had this evolution, this growth of Kabbalah, or teaching, that the Bible is not literal. In other words, when God says he opened the Red Sea, he did not open the Red Sea. That is something that happened, an event that happened only on a spiritual level, only in a spiritual dimension. And by analyzing that happening in a spiritual dimension, you can draw on supernatural power. Well, of course, this is exactly the opposite of what the Bible teaches. It teaches that what happened, happened. When God said he opened the Red Sea, he opened the Red Sea. Totally different from what is taught in Kabbalah. The Bible teaches there is only one kind of supernatural power that we are to have anything to do with, and that is the power of God, the power of the Holy Spirit filling our lives and transforming us. That is the only power we are to reach out and touch, to go to ask for. But instead, man is in rebellion against God and has always been in rebellion against God. And he goes and seeks for this occult power, which, of course, comes from Satan. And I want to be very clear, and I know you know this very well, Dr. Stan, and that is that we're not talking equals here. When we talk about God and Satan, we are not talking about equals. God is far, far above Satan. Satan is a created being. God, of course, is the creator. So there is no comparison as far as power or equality at all.
But I think that it's so important for people to understand that. And actually, of course, if we are really children of God, then we can tap into, and not through our own ability, but certainly we can utilize God's power to protect us. And certainly those people who have studied exorcisms or ever had a personal experience of coming under a demonic attack, as I certainly have learned long ago that you call upon the name of the Lord and demand that those demons leave you alone, and they will. And, of course, until people understand that we have the ability to utilize God's power, but not in anything that we do at all, but simply, of course, God will protect us from these forces on the other side. As you see time and again in the Bible, the story of the demons fleeing in terror, of course, from the people of God. But it's not imaginary. It's something that's really very real that will protect us in these days. And Christians are going to have to learn what the battle is and how God will protect us, but only if we ask for it.
Yes, that's exactly right. We are his children. I love that verse, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, and that is so true. The Kingdom of the Occult is a book about the awesome, extraordinary, supernatural power of God in all of our lives.
Amen to that. Well, of course, the title of the book, again, is The Kingdom of the Occult, from the author of Kingdom of the Cults, from Walter Martin, and utilizing Dr. Walter Martin's material, why his daughter and a man named Kurt Van Gordon, who is Walter Martin's research assistant, have put together a wonderful book. Now, remember, Walter Martin had written Kingdom of the Cults. Kingdom of the Cults. This is the Kingdom of the Occult. And, of course, these forces are here. They work through the New Age. They permeate every aspect of our society today. And the fact that most people have never heard of them reflects the degree of control that exists today of what the American people think. Well, this is Arthur Stan back here, and of course our guest is Jill Martin Riche, and we're talking about her book, The Kingdom of the Occult. And of course this Jewish mysticism which is out there. And what are some of the tools of the occult that the occultists use to suddenly conceal their existence and, of course, to work their mischief upon our society?
Well, the tools of the occult are really communication devices that people use to try to access this dark supernatural power, which we've been talking about. And those kinds of things are Ouija boards, actually tea leaves, reading in a cup. That's really true. People do try to read the future in tea leaves. There are things like dowsing, where people hold a rod out in front of them. And I know people have said, well, I can find water. I just hold this in front of me, and it moves. Well, yes, it does move a lot of times because there is something controlling it that is not of this world. So,
I have actually used a divining rod, and you do feel this thing really twisting, and it does find water, but God told us to avoid this sort of thing. And
Exactly right. And so anything that, you know, that tries to act as a communication device to contact another world, astrology, reading the future through, you know, the zodiac and the stars in the sky, that is a tool of the occult. There are so many in this world that we see tarot cards, where you have fortune tellers who lay these cards before them and then try to read the future. And this is what the occult is really focused on, because it knows that men and women really want to know what is going to happen to them. They're always searching for this future knowledge, and so they focus on that, and they use these tools like Ouija boards and other things, tarot cards, to try to give them information. And, you know, sometimes they do have a certain amount of information on the future, but they never have the whole picture, because Satan, of course, is not omnipotent. He is not omnipresent like God is present everywhere. He does not know everything that will happen. He only knows bits and pieces. And that's why you have these people who go to fortune tellers and, you know, go to astrologists, and the things that they're told, sometimes they happen, and sometimes they don't happen, because it just isn't exactly a clear picture, because you're looking at, you know, the B team here. You're not looking at God.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Jill Martin Riche, and we're talking about her book, her father's book, really. But she's the one who put it together and would not be here if it hadn't been for Jill's effort and the help of Kurt Van Gordon. The book is The Kingdom of the Occult, and we're actually going to carry the book. It's got a section in here on Satanism, which I think everybody should read. And it's really quite an extensive chapter. People have to realize that these things are not imaginary, they're real. You should not be fascinated with them, because, of course, it is very intriguing. There is power to obtain, and you don't want anything to do with that power. But you need out there in listening audience to know it is not imaginary, but real. Do you have a website or anything you'd like to put out at this time, Jill?
Yes, we have a free listening library on waltermartin.com. And you can go there and listen to my father's messages. And then we have a huge selection that you can order from if you're interested in having them for your personal library. That's at waltermartin.com.
Well, he said he was one of the great lions of Christianity, the great leaders of Christianity when he was here on this earth. And I think it's wonderful that his ministry continues, even though he's no longer here on this earth. But I'm sure he's smiling down from heaven at your efforts. Well, our telephone number, if you're out there in the listening audience, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That's 464-8295. If you have a question for Jill, well, I think that C. Sidney has done a tremendous job of researching this whole issue. And then, of course, we get, of course, into the subject of UFOs, which is such an intriguing subject for a lot of people. And, of course, everybody has an idea on what UFOs are. Oh, they're from outer space. That's a very glib answer. And then, of course, well, they're really sort of, the government is covering up their secret operations. You know, they have these secret aircraft they've been flying around in. They don't want the American people to know, or the Russians to know, or the Chinese communists, or somebody to know that they have these secret airships. And that's why the cover-up and the government's lying that these really do exist, but they're experimental aircraft. What did you find when you began looking into the background of UFOs? Because as incredible as it seems, these are not imaginary. Go right ahead.
No, they are not imaginary at all. And my father was fascinated with them and did quite a bit of research on them. So UFOs are unidentified flying objects. There are pictures and first-hand testimonies of people who have seen these things. And so my father actually saw them, too. He had a huge telescope when I was young, and he would be outside watching the skies because there are these things there. What he thought was extremely fascinating, however, was what came from people who said they contacted these beings in UFOs. And what came from these people is a unique kind of theology, Dr. Stan. And that theology has nothing to do with Jesus Christ. That theology that comes from UFO religions is very similar to what you hear and read and learn in the doctrine of the demons. And so what we do in Kingdom of the Occult is we show how all the UFO religions, all the people who say they have some type of contact with alien beings, all of them attack the divinity of Jesus Christ. All of them attack the Word of God and what we are taught in the Word of God. And so we go into UFO theology and find that they are usually based, these UFO cults are usually based on occult messages and methods, and that they have distinct religions that evolve later from these contacts with these quote-unquote alien beings. And it's prudent for every Christian. You know, we don't know, obviously, exactly what these things are because no one has ever taken pictures and had, you know, I'm talking about the kind of pictures right in front of you, you know, within a few feet of where it's happening. We don't have anything like that, so we can't say evidentially what exactly they are. But based on the theology that is coming out of them, the Christian needs to be very leery of them and really carefully evaluate someone's testimony when they say that they have seen this or that they have experienced contact with these alien beings.
What does your father think? Did he think they were a reality, or did he think they were all imaginary?
My father, he was open to the fact that God created many, many planets. And he was open to the fact that there is some possibility that out there, far out there, there could be some other form of life. However, he was very skeptical of the kinds of things that we see on an everyday basis when it comes to UFOs, and he became more and more skeptical when he started evaluating the theology that came from these encounters. And, you know, the thing about the occult world is, in seances, you will often see lights flying around the room and strange manifestations of things that actually become solid or semi-solid. So it is possible for the demonic realm to manufacture these kinds of things. And so my father was very careful. He kind of walked the middle, took the middle ground, saying, well, nothing is impossible with God, but you have to carefully assess and carefully look at what is coming from, what is the result of this UFO contact, quote-unquote contact. What is the result of this? If the result are these UFO cults where people want to, you know, hop on a comet and, you know, end up killing themselves, like the whole Heaven's Gate thing that happened. This is not from God, and we need to be very cautious about it and defend the faith against it.
I certainly agree with you, and I think that there is a phenomenon there, but I really believe it's metaphysical. I think many people who've studied this for many years, even though they're not Christians, recognize that this is really a supernatural phenomenon. Well,
right.
Certainly you've got a wonderful chapter here on Satanism, and certainly references to C.S. Lewis, references to, I suspect, a lot of the things that your father had come up with as far as the world satanic movement. And of course the thing is that there are all sorts of views of Satanism, a lot of specifically designed to confuse people. Would that be a fair statement?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, fine. Why don't you just discuss what you've learned as you've studied Satanism, not a theoretical approach, not certainly an imaginary or boogeyman approach, but there really is a satanic force, there really is a legitimate, a real Satan who, of course, works through his demonic supporters.
Yes, that's exactly right. The Bible teaches that Satan is a being, a real, true being. Not corporate evil, not some broad general sense of evil, but an evil being. This is a very important thing to emphasize, because in our world today, many people are saying, oh, Satan is chaos. That's what Kabbalah teaches. Satan is just the chaos in this world. General evil, not personal evil. The Bible teaches Satan is personal evil, that he comes against us as the children of God to destroy us, because we are God's beloved. Now, we as Christians do not need to fear this at all. We are triumphant over Satan because of Jesus Christ's death and resurrection. We are the winners. We are the ones that he and his demons run from. And that's what I hope that people really see in this book, the triumphant power of God and how we can access it. Satan, of course, is the arch enemy of Almighty God. He's the leader of the fallen angels in that great battle that took place in ancient times. He's a created being, whose power can never, ever equal the power of God.
But he does have supernatural power. I think that was one thing that
yes.
I think that people need to understand. There is a supernatural power that the prince of this world, Lucifer, call him what you will, has. God certainly is in charge, but God has given the devil free rein for the time being, at least. And of course, one day he'll be called to answer for what the terrible things he's done.
That's exactly right. And Jesus called Satan the God of this world. And that's what he is. He is the God, with a small g, of this world. He has enormous power. And that power has only been granted to him, of course, by God. Why God has done things the way he has, why he has allowed this to happen, is something that we will never truly know until we are with him. It is all for his glory, however. And all for the glory of Jesus Christ and the church. And the one thing that I truly want to emphasize again is that we are triumphant over anything evil. When I was 15 years old, I had an encounter with a Ouija board where I actually spoke to a demon in a Ouija board. And I know it was a demon because the little planchette, the plastic piece, was moving, that spells out the words, was moving so quickly that I and my friends could hardly write down the words. And so this was an ancient being, a demonic being that, of course, had been thrown from heaven along with Satan. And, you know, he started out acting like a real jokester. You know, he was joking around with us. And I remember I was only 15 years old. And then finally I said to this demon, I said, in the name of Jesus Christ, are you a demon? And he said, yes.
Did you tell your father about that?
Well, you know, I did not tell my father about this until I was of legal age.
Well, because they admit all children are going to try to experiment with this. This is why we have to warn them ahead of time, because you never want to open yourself up to demons. And I know a lot of good people. It's exciting, you know, to think that you can tap into this supernatural power without ever realizing what you may very well be opening yourself up to. So
that's exactly right. That's exactly right. And you know, the wonderful thing about my encounter with this Ouija board, even though I was wrong and I should not have been in that position, it's a very dangerous position to be in, the wonderful thing about it is that God showed me that a 15-year-old girl with the power of the Holy Spirit stands strong against this ancient being, and it fled from us. I asked it in the name of Jesus if it had been at the crucifixion, and it said yes. And you know, it's interesting, Dr. Stan, as soon as I started using the name of Jesus and saying that I knew what it was, all of a sudden, the friendliness, the joking, the whole mask, the whole persona, you know, of I'm your best friend, fell away. And guess what was there? Hatred. It hated us. You know, I even said, in the name of Jesus Christ, do you hate us? And it said, yes. But you know what? I looked at that board and I said, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to leave. And the first time I said that, it said no. And the second time I said, I command you to leave in Jesus' name, it said no. But guess what, Dr. Stan? On the third time, when I, a 15-year-old girl, said, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to leave, it left.
And I think it's so important that people understand this is not imaginary, it's real. And Christians do have power over these demonic forces. And a 15-year-old girl, not in her own power, but in the name of Jesus Christ, can command a demon who, you know, may be thousands of years old to obey. I mean, this is really one of the most exciting things. And it is this revelation, this realization, of course, that allows me to keep doing what I'm doing, because otherwise I'm sure that long ago I would have been meeting some sort of a terrible accident. And I'm sure this is what protected your father and protected you when you were writing this book about these terrible things.
Yes, we felt very protected. That verse in Nehemiah, the joy of the Lord is your strength, Dr. Stan, that's, I cannot tell you, it was so amazing. When we sat down, every time I sat down to write at the computer, I felt like the Lord was pulling up a chair next to me. I felt so protected and so full of joy that Jesus has already defeated all of this darkness, that we are triumphant, we are the winners through Jesus Christ. And that's what I hoped to teach in this book through my father's material and through new research. I hope to show the power, that supernatural, incredible, wonderful power of the Holy Spirit that we have available to us.
Well, let's take a call. We've got Mike calling from Brewster, Washington. Hi, Mike. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, Dr. Stan, thank you. I had a comment and a quick question.
All right, what part of Washington is Brewster in?
North Central Washington, about 65 miles north of Wenatchee.
All right, fine. Do you hear us on shortwave or internet?
On the internet.
Okay, very good. Go ahead. Do you have a question for Jill?
Yeah, one quick comment first. I was in the Navy 40-some-odd years ago, and I was a radarman on a naval ship. And in the middle of the Pacific, on our radar, we had picked up a contact, which was traveling, we estimated traveling 3,000 to 4,000 miles an hour from the northwest, coming from the northwest to the southeast. And after, on our radar repeater, after it passed over us, it went for about 50 miles and then made a 90-degree turn at that same speed.
Now, that's pretty unusual, turn a direct 90 degrees, you know.
Of course, we never saw it.
Right.
And the question is, for your guest, for those that are involved with the Kabbalah, is it fair to say that they're also probably involved with the Babylonian Talmud? I'll hang up and listen to your answer. Thank you.
All right, fine. Do you have any thoughts on that at all?
Yes. I mean, there's definitely a link there. The Kabbalah, of course, wants to access a supernatural power, and this supernatural power is ancient power and is a power that the Bible warns us against. And yes, there are many ancient books written on it, and the Babylonian Talmud is one of those. So a commentary is one of those. So, you know, you just have to be careful in how you approach the study of the Kabbalah. Jewish mysticism is respected by a lot of people, and so I was careful in how I evaluated it. But the bottom line on this is that it accesses the supernatural power of Satan. That is the bottom line. And you can say it's ancient, you can say that there's wisdom in it, but the bottom line is that the power it is accessing is not the power of Jehovah God, because he says that he will have nothing to do with things like chanting his name to access power, doing rituals, turning his word into nothing but metaphor. That means it's not actually true. We believe in a literal, powerful Bible, and that is not Kabbalah.
And, of course, really, the ancient Talmud, of course, then included some of the writings, you know, that came from the ancient mystery religions. That was, of course, compiled during the Babylonian captivity, taking the sequence of the ancient mysteries from Babylon and from Assyria and Egypt before. Well, let's go to Mike calling from Santa Cruz. Mike, do you have a quick question?
I want to ask your guest if she knows anything about the Kabbalah in relation to Freemasonry.
All right, fine. Hold on. We'll get to that in just a moment here. Right here at Radio Liberty. Our guest, of course, is Jill Martin Richey, and we're talking about her book, The Kingdom of the Occult, which we will be carrying here at Radio Liberty. Jill,
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away, and the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside-down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
something was happening, that there was some kind of contact with something. But, you know, his consistent experience with these people who said that they had been talked to or visited by alien beings consistently produced a theology, a UFO theology, that was very similar to the doctrine of the demons.
And I think that's exactly what it's about.
Yeah.
Mark, we're
going
to have to let you go. We're out of time. And Jill, I want to thank you so very much for being with us. I hope we can get you on another time. And of course, we will have you on our other networks, but I'd like to get you on to radio this evening program again, because I think it's so important that people, Christians across America, hear your message and understand that we are truly involved in a spiritual battle. And, of course, we have to put on the full armor of God to be able to withstand in times like this.
Thank you for having me, Dr. Stan.
Good night. Good night and God bless. Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Well, I hope that people have enjoyed our interview with Jill, and we will be doing other interviews with her. The material here is very important. The book is The Kingdom of the Occult. And, of course, it's over 700 pages. Really an encyclopedia of the things that you need to know. Our telephone number, if you'd be interested in getting a copy or learning more, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. On the subject of the UFOs, we carry a book called Alien Intervention. We have another DVD on government secrets. On UFOs. It's called Government Secrets on UFOs by Bob Fletcher. Now, Bob doesn't believe in the supernatural element of UFOs. I do. I believe that they're very real, but I believe they're supernatural manifestations of the other dimension. And that, of course, is the story of the book, The Alien Intervention. But certainly, Bob Fletcher's DVD on UFOs are very, very convincing. There's no question they're there. The only question is, what do they represent? In answer, of course, to our call from the Flint, Michigan, why I would point out that our good friend Chuck Missler wrote a book called Alien Intervention, which we strongly recommend. In other words, Alien Intervention goes into the background of over 5,000 people. The studies by Dr. John Mark, I believe it is, a psychiatrist back at Harvard University, who studied 5,000 alien abductions. And perhaps the book is called Alien Abduction, either that or I believe Alien Abduction. Anyway, Chuck Missler did a wonderful job with that book, and you can get that from Koinonia House Ministry. If you need help, why, we can always put you in touch with Chuck and get the book and read it and understand that this is not imaginary. Thousands of people have had these experiences, and they all tell the same story. And, of course, fortunately, Christians are not ordinarily abducted. It is usually people who have themselves are involved in the occult or not born-again Christians that are plagued by these truly demonic forces. Well, of course, we hope you'll go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. You can get a great deal of information on these subjects. We have a four-tape set on the supernatural. We have the talk that Joanna Michelson gave at our conference on the 26th of October, and you can get that by itself, or you can get it as part of all of the CDs, and we're only offering in the CDs of the talks that were given that day. There are five of them, Dr. Blaylock, Pat Wood, myself, Senator Joanna Michelson, Michael Shaw. But Joanna Michelson's talk on the supernatural, she was deeply involved in it. We recommend her book, The Beautiful Side of Evil. And then, of course, we also recommend a book, Hostage to the Devil by Malachi Martin, and our four tape set that goes with that, of the Wisdom of Malachi Martin. That's Hostage to the Devil and the Wisdom of Malachi Martin. So this is the time, of course, we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, because revival is the only means we're going to save America. But please pray for Radio Liberty, for our vision and our protection.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
There are many people asking questions. There are many people asking why. There are many people paying attention. There are many now who see the big lie. There are many.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, wherever you're.